Blog Talk Radio.
Father in heaven, Lord, watch over us and continue to bless us, Lord. Help us who belong to your people and protect us through the night, Lord. And we pray this in your mighty name, Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. All righty. Well, we're going to play some music here.
Difference in me. and then a hope I took for granted. See my soul choked by the rope of a slanted view of reality, or so it seems. That maybe I've been living in some childish daydream. It's not the dust in motion, insignificant drop in an endless ocean. So when the veil of cloud that clouds my eyes, I see you. And every bubble of my being is longing for you. You. So when the veil of cloud that clouds my eyes, I see you. And every bubble of my being is longing for you. You.
Cut off at the knees and gasping for breath, grieving for my hope as it totters on the brink of death. Watching the sun fade and run down, ears go deaf to the ancient thundering sound of creation singing. I'm clinging so tight to these questions, I can hear its chorus ringing like some perpetual dancer. I'm running and spinning in search of the answers.
So when the veil is found, they clouds my eyes.
The sun will shine.
Okay, it's called Love Hopes. James chapter 2, verse 26 tells us, faith apart from works is dead. If we are going to experience the fullness of life offered to us through our faith, we must be those who put our words into action. We must not profess to love God on Sundays and live as if He isn't present, real or good, on Monday. So may your faith come to life this week as you seek to be a doer of the word. Through Jesus, we have been afforded an anchor of hope. Through God's promises of His presence now and total restoration in the age to come, we can have peace in the midst of trials, joy, and persecution, and steadfastness when it seems nothing can go our way. And 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and 4 says, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. So as believers, we have an inheritance of boundless communion with our Heavenly Father. And with this inheritance, we are called to share our hope with a lost and hopeless world. The hope that's been freely given to you was not meant to be solely contained within you. You have a testimony in Christ that has the power to transform lives. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7 says, love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So you are called to hope for a better life for those around you. You are called to believe in people where no one else will. God has abundant life and relationship for all if they will simply come to know Him. And He's chosen to use His children to share the message of hope. Your life has been transformed from being lost and lifeless to being filled with the powerful hope of the gospel. No one is hopeless. No one is beyond the saving grace of Jesus. And God is calling you to love others enough to share with them the reality of His love in both word and deed, that they might have hope in God. The only hope the world has is Jesus. No amount of money, no friends, and no politician can save us from the destruction of sin. The truth of God's unconditional love and unmerited grace is the only source of redemption and joy this world has. So, who around you need hope today? Who around you need to know God has a plan for their life? Who around you need to have hope in all things for them today? There is no love without hope. There is no gospel without hope. In you lies the hope for all the world. The message of salvation through Jesus Christ, share the hope with those around you today, you who are in desperate need of restored relationship with your Heavenly Father. So reflect on the hope you have in Jesus. Allow Scripture to remind you of the destruction that awaited you apart from God's saving grace. Mark 16, verse 16, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. So ask God who would have to have you hope in all things for today. Who around you needs someone who will simply believe in them and reflect the unconditional love of God? Ask the Spirit to show you how you can share the message of hope with that person today, how you can reveal God's heart of grace, love, and peace. Both believers and non-believers need hope. Everyone needs love from the people around them. Whether you're sharing the gospel with someone for the first time or helping a fellow believer through a tough time, you are needed by the people around you. Exemplify the hope of God offers as Jesus did, and watch as lives are transformed around you. May your day be filled with reconciliation and good works as you allow the Holy Spirit to use you. I highly suggest you read 1 Peter, okay, chapter 1, okay, to bring this devotional more into light. Amen. All righty. Okay. Now we get to the most important question of all, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road, not knowing where to go, which way is up or down? Or maybe you're lacking purpose in your life and you need some. Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something much more worse as an addiction to alcohol or drugs, or sexual immorality, okay, overeating or gambling. Whatever the problem may be, Jesus can take it away. But in order for him to do so, he's got to know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So the question is, do you want to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and giving me this special gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we welcome you into the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. And if you said that prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you come on live and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. Look, I mean, right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and everyone in heaven, okay, is rejoicing, okay, that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. So won't you let us rejoice with them? Amen. Amen and amen. All righty. Well, we got a bunch of callers tonight. Okay, we got a bunch of callers tonight. Okay, let's see who we got. Okay, we got a lot of 111, so okay, I don't know what we got until I take them. So here we go. One, you're on the air. Hello? Whoa, 111. Okay. Bunch of jokers tonight. Yep. Old dear, old Tricky Dicky Hopper. Okay. Well, anyway. Okay, I see we got Joseph Gibson in the chat room, and we got Leroy. Okay, if you both want to call in, that would be great. Hope to see you calling in. Okay. Okay. All right. Let's try it again.
Oh.
One, you're on the air.
Kenny, Shimon, brother.
Hey, what's up to my brother Donnie?
How you doing, my man?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah, I talked to Tony earlier. He said you've been really doing a good job with cutting back on the smoking, man. That's beautiful.
Yeah, I've been really working hard on that.
That's
the way
great,
I've
man.
Been kind of sleeping. Okay, just trying to, you know, if I'm awake, I want to smoke. Okay, so if I go to sleep, I ain't gonna smoke.
Amen.
So,
well, Kenny, you know, the hardest part is probably the first part, you know, when you got the withdrawal symptoms and whatnot. But after that, man, it's, I mean, because I used to smoke back in the day, brother, and I went through it, and I quit. And, you know, I smoked for many, many years. And then, the first few weeks was very, very hard, very, very hard. But if you could just get past that, brother, you will be fine. And if you trust in the Lord, he will take care of you, brother.
Well, I'm down to 5 a day.
Yeah, that's what Tony said. That's pretty good, man. That I'm proud of you, Kenny. I really am, brother. That's really great.
Thanks. Thank you.
Amen. So how are you doing, Kenny? Aside from you know, the smoking and whatnot, is everything going well for you, brother? How are you and Tony doing?
Oh, we're doing just fine.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm glad to hear it. How are you passing the time these days, brother?
Like I said, just taking it easy, chilling.
I hear you, brother. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear you're doing well, man. It's a beautiful thing. It's not an easy time right now, you know, with everything going on. So I'm glad to hear I'm glad to hear you and your family are doing well, brother.
Well, thank you.
Do we have any other godly callers tonight?
I don't know. We'll look and see. I got a couple 111s. Okay.
Shalom.
Okay. One, one, you're on the air.
How you doing, Pastor Kane? This is Juan from Alabama.
Oh. Hey, how you doing, Juan?
Well, I've been out of the loop for a while, so, I mean, I guess I've been doing fine considering all the facts, but, you know, I think them Chinese people, that I don't like what they did. I think they corroborated, and the whole reason they spread this chink virus was because Cinco de Mayo was on Tuesday. Taco Tuesday's today, man. I think it's all planned out. What do you think?
I don't know. I really don't know about this virus. Okay, I know it was created in a lab, and I think it got taken out of a lab. Okay, by one of the workers who got sick, okay, it was around it. And that's how it got spread, okay?
That's what she said.
Oh.
But right on, Pastor Ken, I'm glad you're doing all right. I'm glad you're taking calls. I'm glad you're doing the show. I'm glad you're blessed and highly favored. And
well, thank you. How are you doing? You doing okay?
Well, I'm doing all right. I'm, like I said, considering I miss football.
Yeah. Well, there's going to be a lot of sports going to be canceled, okay? If things don't get, you know, if things don't start getting better in the world.
Well, you know how they can save college football?
Yeah.
I know how they can save it. Do you know?
No, tell me.
They got to ask Nick Saban how to do it, and he's got the answers. Roll Tide.
Okay, Roll Tide.
All right, Pastor Ken, I'm going to mute myself. I just thought I'd call and say hi.
Well, thank you very much, Juan. It's always great to hear from you.
Well, can I get a Roll Tide?
Yes, you can. Roll Tide.
Well, Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. All right. Let's see. We got some more callers here. So is there one more one? So I can't tell you what they're going to be like. There we go. There we go.
Shalom! Oh, Kenny.
Okay, we try another one. 111. 111.
Shalom! Shalom! Shalom!
Okay, you got it out. Okay.
Thank you, Kenny.
You're welcome. Oh, well.
Where is
everybody? Oh, we got another 111 caller.
Oh.
Yeah, let's take it. Hello. 111. You're on the air.
Shalom. Oh, is it? That's Dickie.
Yep, that's Dickie.
What is that noise?
He's tapping on the mic.
Oh. I think Dickie might be retarded.
I think so, too. Okay? I think so, too. Okay?
Where are all the good callers at, brother? Everybody seems to be...
I don't really like me to know, but we got a new caller that called in from 857. Let me bring him on. Okay. 857, you're on the air. Who do I have?
Hello, Ken Zarlin.
Hey, Alphonse. How you doing?
Oh, my God. Darling, I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored, Alphonse.
Oh, my God. That is wonderful, my darling. My darling, Kenny. I am so happy you picked up my call, darling. How much more time do we have left for the show?
Oh, we have 42 minutes.
Oh?
42 minutes. Who's on the line? Tell me. Give me the dollars that are on the line.
We got brother Don Cornelius.
Shalom.
DC2.
Shalom, Donnie. How are you?
I'm great.
I'm good.
How you doing?
Fabulous. I'm a little sore, but we'll talk about that later. And don't worry, Ken. It's nothing sexual.
Rotat.
And we got one, two. I forgot that. Yeah, I forgot he was. We got one, two here. He's on the line. Okay.
Hello, Lord. How are you, darling?
Well, I think I wanted my balls drained a while back, and I wanted to call in and ask you how you do it so good and so fine, but...
Oh, my God. Darling, there are many methods to having your balls drained. Hashtag drained balls, and that's balls with an A-W-L-S. Now, who else is on the line? I know this one and only is Johnny Baby. Who else is there? Give me those dollars, Ken. Where are they?
Well, that's it so far, Donnie and Juan and you. But we got Erico 506, which I believe is Pastor Kent. Let me see if this is Pastor Kent. Okay?
Oh, my
okay,
God.
Hold
oh, my God.
Hold on. Hold on. 506. Is this Pastor Kent?
Hello.
Oh.
Kenny.
Oh, hey, Patrick, Ken, how you doing?
I am blessed and highly favored. How are you, my son?
I am blessed and highly favored as well.
Oh.
Is it true what I heard just now?
I don't know. What did you hear?
That you sleep so that you do not smoke?
Yeah, I'm trying to quit smoking, okay? Okay, I'm trying to quit smoking. And I've been doing pretty good. I got down to five cigarettes, okay, a day.
You know... I tried doing the same thing when I was trying to give up all the vagina. But it was hard. Literally. All the time.
Oh my
when
God.
I was and asleep, it was always very, very hard. Hard.
I see.
You don't do that anymore, do you, Kenny?
Say what?
You don't get hard anymore, do you, Kenny?
No, I don't. No.
Well, I can give you the secret whenever you want it.
Go ahead, tell me.
Just stop being such a bitch, Kenny. That's all. And then your penis gets hard like a rock, like mine.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, thank you very much, Bastard Cat.
Kenneth,
welcome.
All right.
Kenneth, Johnny Longfeather actually told me a good way to stay hard. He learned it when he was doing his movies. If you take some Texas Pete hot sauce and put it on your finger and shove it up your ass, your penis will stay hard, brother.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
I don't know about that.
That's what Johnny said. Now, I can't swear by it because I've never tried it. I don't have erectile dysfunction. But apparently Johnny has that on the set a lot, has a problem with that. And he uses Tabasco sauce, puts it up his asshole, and that makes him hard for good, Kenny, for a full shoot, brother. Keeps him hard for a full shoot. So I think you should try that. It would definitely improve you and Tony F's sex life, I think, brother.
Well, that's okay. I don't want to burn it up.
Kenny, I'm just telling you what I heard, brother. I don't know. I've never tried it, but I have heard that, you know, some adult film stars have used that in the adult gay adult film. One of our friends has tried that, and it has worked for him. I was just passing it along, brother.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Don. Okay.
Amen.
All right.
You know,
we got another caller.
Pastor Ken, sorry for interrupting you, Alex. I'm also trying to quit smoking, but it's very, very difficult. I get so upset sometimes. I'm very stressful life I have. Like today, for instance. I was walking the beach, darling. I was walking the beach with my shirt unbuttoned all the way down, as I always do, because that's how I dress. You can ask Donnie. He knows. I'm sorry, not Donnie. You can ask Johnny Longfeather, a.k.a. Johnny, sucker. But I won't say it on the air.
Yeah.
And I ended up getting some cigarette ashes on my belly, and it went into my belly button, and it burned. Oh, my God. It hurt so much. The breeze from the ocean whipped my shirt open, exposed my Greek god-like physique. And all my cigarette ashes went inside my belly button. So I'm trying to quit smoking, and I'm almost there. Like, you are down to 5 cigarillos a day. I am down to 4 packs a day.
Wow, 4 packs a day. Wow.
I used to smoke a whole cotton.
I used to smoke that one.
Cotton.
Yeah, I know. It's a terrible habit. A very terrible habit.
You know, Pastor Ken, I believe you and I could use some prayers to save ourselves from this addiction. Because addiction is it's horrible. Alcohol,
well, yes, it is. It is terrible.
Nicotine,
it is terrible.
Sex, drugs.
It's a very hard addiction to break. Okay, but some people do it with ease. You know, I mean, like Johnny says, you got to get past the first 2 weeks. That's all. Okay?
Amen, Kenny. Amen, brother.
Yes.
Kenny, is Joey Gibson called in, brother?
No, he has not. Neither has Leroy.
Interesting. Oh, I was hoping, you know, maybe like Dr. Peter Paul could come on and maybe, you know, mediate something between them. You know what I mean? Maybe hash it out on the show. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we got some more 111 callers. Let's find out if maybe he's calling in. Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, that was
wrong. That's ungodly.
Kenny.
That was really
ungodly. Was that Dickie?
Yeah, it was Dickie.
Who is he's a head guy. I mean, I love his name, Solomon, but who is this?
That's Richard Hopper.
That's Ken's brother.
Oh, my God, what's wrong with them? They're like mutants or something.
Well, we like to say he's special.
He's very special, Kenny. Very, very special.
Yeah.
He thought farm animals were special, too, when he was growing up. He had relations with them farm animals. That did not help, you know. That did not help.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. Yes, all right. We got some more 111 callers that called in. Let's see who we got. Hello, 111, you're on the air.
Good evening, Dr. Fishman. This is Dr. Peter Paul Ventura from Imperial Beach, California, here at Bible Believers Church.
How you doing, Dr. Peter?
I'm doing magnificent. I am blessed. And like you say, I am highly favored.
Amen to that.
It's been a wonderful day. It's been a wonderful week. And although we do have this pandemic going on, we are essential and we are blessed. So I'm glad to say that, considering we are doing God's work. So it's been wonderful.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, brother.
Kenny?
Yeah.
Kenny, I just sent a message to Joey to call in. I really think he could use Peter Paul's guidance right now, so I'm hoping he'll call in. I know Dr. Ventura's done a lot of good work with Joey, trying to get him away from, you know, the homosexual activities. So hopefully he calls in, brother.
Well, Joey dropped from the chat room.
Oh,
so
Lord have mercy. He doesn't want to accept the help that Dr. Peter Paul can provide him. I don't understand.
I don't know.
I mean, he's making his girlfriend sleep on the couch.
Huh? I can go into detail about the... Hello, darlings. I can go into detail on why Joseph... That's his name, Joseph, not Joey. Joseph is getting all, he's getting his feathers all blowing it around and everything. He's leaving chat rooms because, darling, he's frustrated sexually. He keeps calling me and asking me for favors, if you know what I'm talking about. He said,
yeah.
Yes, darling. He sent me a text message. Let me find it. I'm not gonna be vulgar about it, but there it is. He said, "I want you to meet me under the bridge where Leroy, my brother, was supposed to meet me for a fight. And while Leroy drinks his Mountain Dew and eats his Slim Jims, I can eat your Slim Jim. Oh my God! And then you can give me $20." So I can go buy my medicine. So it's horrible, darling. He's acting out of sorts. He needs a fix. That's what's going on.
Kenny, did you know that Joey, or Joseph, if you want to call him by his government name, that Joseph actually makes his girlfriend of many years sleep on the couch so he can sleep with a black dildo and shove it up his asshole. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
He's very, very obsessed with it.
But that is correct. I can vouch for that. I've counseled him on that, and we're working on that. We're trying to resolve that.
Listen, Kenny, he named the dildo. Peter Paul sent me a picture of it that he took when he was in the trailer. It's like 12 inches. It's thick as hell, and it says Tyrone on it. Like, Tyrone is written on the dildo. So he named the dildo Tyrone. I think he named it after somebody that was in prison with him. Yeah, I think. Dr. Peter Paul, wasn't there a big man, big black man that you guys were in prison with named Tyrone?
That is affirmative. He was that's the gentleman that took kindly to my brother Joseph, and he that's the one that escorted him and took him out on dates on account of giving me two soups or a pack of cigarettes, and he had his way with him, and he entered him several times, but it was consensual. Matter of fact, Joseph would ask me for permission, and Tyrone actually asked me for Joseph's hand in marriage, and I presided over it. It wasn't validated at the time because I wasn't officially a pastor at the time, but we had a mock ceremony, if you will, and they were married in there, and the honeymoon was loud, to say the least, but I know Joseph really, really enjoyed that big black veiny cock that he talked about so much, and excuse my French, but that's how he described it.
Kenneth,
yeah.
You know Joey, he does a ceremony, I think it's like once a week, maybe twice a week. Peter Paul could probably shed more light on this, but he does a ceremony in his trailer where he lights candles. And he play. I don't know if you know this song, but there's a song called "Call Tyrone" by Erykah Badu. He puts that song on repeat.
Yeah,
and shoves the dildo.
I almost forgot about that song.
He lights all the candles, puts that track on repeat, brother. Puts Erykah Badu "Call Tyrone" on repeat, and just shoves that damn dildo up his asshole for at least an hour, maybe 2 hours, and every week, brother. He calls it the Tyrone Black ceremony of the week.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's crazy. He's really in love with this brother. I mean, I don't even know if Tyrone's in jail or not anymore, but he really is in love. The dildo is like his best friend. He sucks on it. He sleeps with it. It goes up his rectum. I mean, he is actually in a romantic relationship with it. He doesn't even pay any attention to his girlfriend. They don't even speak to the dildo more than he talks to Bridget.
Wow.
And to add on to that, darlings, he also reads it bedtime stories when he's not using it.
Ugh. Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah, he needs Peter Paul's help. He needs him bad, brother. I mean, I don't know why
he
fights.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, I agree with that. Okay?
It's not good.
Well, hopefully he will stay in the chat room or call in so that Dr. Peter can help him.
Amen.
Yeah.
So
amen.
I think we can both help him, Dr. Fishman.
You think we could?
I think between yourself and myself we can help them. We can help him.
Amen.
Okay.
If you notice, he attacks you for being a homosexual, and then he is accepting of you and your lifestyle, and he goes back and forth. I don't know if you've paid attention to that.
Yeah, I have. I don't really give two shakes. Okay, what Joseph Gibson thinks. Okay. You know, it's unfortunately, you know, okay, you know, he has gone back on being or supposed to be being a friend, okay? By attacking me at different times.
Amen. Kenny, I'm proud
well,
of you, brother.
Well, that's what
you
we call in the psychological field as homo erectus. And that's where he gets erect or gets excited from speaking with other homosexuals, but then he gets jealous at the same time when he feels someone is getting more more penis than him.
Oh.
So it, yeah, that's he suffers from that. So if when Tyrone doesn't call him or the other black gentleman that he's seen now, when he doesn't go over, he's going to call you and take his frustrations not only on you but any homosexual friends or acquaintances that he has. That's what he's been doing. So just be forewarned. And when he's been receiving plenty of the big black male penis, then he'll be a little nicer to you. That whole time he was nice to you, that I wouldn't be surprised if Tyrone or someone else was inside of him at the moment.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains a lot. Okay. All right. Well, listen, let me take another caller here. Okay. Well, 111.
Chickaboo, 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 chickaboo.
Man, Dickie, you're starting to become a little bit too special, okay? 224. Let me get 224.
Hey, hey, good evening, good evening, good evening, brothers. This is Tyrone, the one that was talking about Tyrone Jackson. I shared a cell some time together with Joseph Gibson. And
oh, okay.
even after we got out of the big house, we spent some time together. I went to his little bungalow one time, and he got all undressed and took off all his clothes. He wasn't hung too bad for a Chinese person, but let me tell you, he had a little damn dick. But anyway, he was trying to get all kinky and shit. You know what I'm saying? And,
yeah,
he
I
put
hear
some whipped cream.
I feel
put some whipped cream on it, son of a bitch. Put some lettuce on it. He put a little cherry on top, and I was gonna eat that shit. He ate it himself. He said that shit looked so good, he got double jointed in his back real quick.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
He sucked his own dick.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
And I didn't... Hold on one second. Let me see. Hold on. Man, that's good shit.
Okay. All right. Oh, well, thank you so much, Tyrone, for the insight. Okay?
Sorry, I had a little incapacity. I'm not very good at math.
Okay. All right. Well, I was hoping that Leroy would call in, okay, his brother, okay, and shed some light on some things, okay, that's been going on this week, okay. But I guess Leroy don't want to call in tonight, okay. I don't understand why.
Okay. Kenny, I don't think Leroy likes to call unless Joey calls first. You know, he really doesn't like to speak about Joseph unless Joseph is speaking about him and he's just defending himself.
Okay.
But he can still call in, you know. He can still call in and talk. I mean, he's called in before and not talked about Joey, so he might call in. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I like it when Leroy calls in. Okay?
Amen.
Okay. He's a good man. He's a good man.
Amen, Kenny.
Amen. All righty. Well, let's see here. Okay, I want to do the prophetic message and get it out of the way. Okay, for everybody that needs a prophetic message tonight, I've got it here, right here. Okay, the Father says today, trust me during the pressure. It is through much tribulation you enter the kingdom, my beloved. Pressure is not your enemy. The pressure that I bring into your life is the precursor to promotion and increase.
Mitch,
I'm
what
breaking
the fuck
down
are you
the walls of the enemy built against you. I'm bringing, breaking down into your life of those things that are not compatible with my promise. I'm delivering God. I am bringing your deliverance in an abrupt way. So do not be afraid of the turbulence that comes in battle. Fear not when the shaking comes, for the shaking that comes only removes those things that carry death, only removes those things that diminish and diminish, and only removes things from your life that are not part of the destiny that I have for you.
Where the fuck did you get all that cocaine at, nigga? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Says the Father, you cried out to me for change, and change is at hand. This is at the moment that you dreamed and desired to see. So trust me as it unfolds and come into reality in your situation. Amen. Amen.
That was beautiful, Fishman.
Well, thank you. Oh, okay. Leroy is in the queue. I don't see him. Oh, yeah, there he is. Oh, okay. Let's bring Leroy on. All right.
Yeah, I've been there, man. I've been there for a while listening, and I'm not gonna, like I said, I won't say nothing bad about the dirtbag Joe when he's not out here to defend himself. I just if anybody wants to know anything about him, I'm more than happy to answer. But he the other night he had a show and I was listening and I didn't log into the chat, so I was just in there listening, and you know, he's obviously going around telling people now that I'm doing this and doing that, and I'm being threatened by other convicts that drive trucks for a living now. And the convict decides that he wants to call me out in Columbia, South Carolina. Like, I'm going to drive 5 hours to beat the shit out of a piece of shit. That doesn't make much sense at all. I'd much rather he come down to Joe's house and we both meet underneath the same bridge, because then maybe Joe will have enough balls to show up. But, you know, it is what it is. I don't necessarily get out here just to hunt him down and degrade him. He does it all himself on a show every damn night. He has a show. So there's not much.
I understand he tried to call me from his show.
Yes, he did. I was listening again anonymously because they don't need to see old Leroy in there listening. But because that just, I don't know, I guess it excites him or something, and he, I don't know, man, I don't know. But anyway, yeah, he did try to call, but your show hadn't started yet.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, because I didn't see anybody try to call, but, I mean, I would have answered it, but I didn't see nobody.
No, it was 34 minutes before your show started, I think it said.
Yeah, 34 minutes?
Everyone else?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 34 minutes before your show. So I don't know why.
I highly doubt that Joseph's going to call. He texted me, and he mentioned that there was going to be a black gentleman going over to his house with, and it wasn't his typical boyfriend, and it wasn't Tyrone. It was a new one. He said it.
What you talking about?
Well, he likes a lot of black penis, and that's what keeps him satisfied. So he likes it all shapes and sizes, but the one color he does prefer is black or purple, as he calls it. So I think he's busy right now. I think he's got a mouthful.
I'm going to mess that cracker up.
Okay. All right.
Joe's got a fan club.
Yeah, evidently, yeah. Okay. Joe Gibson doesn't even try, and he gets a fan club. That's amazing.
Yeah, right. In all honesty, I live about 4 or 5 miles by the air from him, and we did have a bad storm go through here a little while ago. But he got cold feet or something and dropped out. Maybe his fix wore off. I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right.
But yeah, we did have a bad storm.
So. Could be.
He could be having phone sex with MandelaCon, Kenny.
Oh, yeah, that's a possibility.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. He could be doing it with Skype.
Yeah, Class Action 6-9.
Amen.
On Skype. Yeah.
Hell, he could be doing the Caucasoids with Angel Lady Love. Who the hell knows?
Yeah, I mean, anything is possible, okay? So true. Okay. Well, we got another caller, area code right here from my very own area code, 210, okay? I believe it's Grover. Is that you, Grover?
Hey, Pastor Ken, this is Grover Washington down here in San Antonio. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine, Grover. How are you doing?
Well, I was doing okay until I listened to the show and you talk about how you got a problem with the man that likes a black man. What do you got a problem with us blacks?
I don't have a problem at all.
He never said that, Grover. Grover, he didn't say
that.
Come on. He like DC too? I mean, not his penis. He don't like my penis, but he likes me. He don't have a problem with my penis. Lord, that's mercy. Brother, you still got that corona? I think Grover's dead.
I got COPD. I got the COPD. You got a problem with black men. What's wrong?
What the hell is wrong with you, Grover?
COPD.
No, but nobody has a problem with black men. Jesus Christ.
Pastor Ken heard about the guy named Joe Gibson, and Joe Gibson likes a black penis, and Ken hates it.
Kenny don't care.
Kenny, I don't care what he does.
He said he didn't give two shakes, brother. That's the exact verbatim. What in the hell? Grover, what the hell are you doing? Are you going to put your dick on the train tracks again?
Joseph Gibson's hacking my phone line. It's making me sound like an idiot.
I wonder if Jessica would tell him.
Hello?
Hello?
What's that noise?
I don't know.
Somebody's hacking my phone line. I got the U.S. Cellular. U.S. Cellular service is a phone.
Okay.
That's a hell of a racket.
Well, why don't you go ahead and pick up Ashley so the show will die even more. Goodbye.
Oh, shots fired.
Was that a gun? What is that?
I don't know. But let's pick up on Jessico, even though he hasn't pressed the one key. Hey, Jessico, how you doing?
Fine. How's it going?
Kenny, why are you picking up people that aren't hitting one, man? Jessico might be busy, brother.
Well, I just thought he's been there through the whole show since the beginning of the show. I just thought I'd bring him on.
Well, he's just listening, man. Sometimes people don't have nothing to say, bro.
Oh.
All right, I can mute myself.
All right, no big deal. I can mute you back again, Jessico. Okay, I just thought you might want to have something to say. Okay. All right.
Kenny, you know, the next time you have Grover on, you should suggest to him that if he didn't mention it this time, but usually when he calls in, the first thing he talks about is having his testicles drained. I think the next time he calls in, maybe you should suggest that he visit Joseph Gibson. I mean, I think he would gladly drain Grover's balls.
He might even pay him. Yeah. It's a good possibility. Okay.
Amen.
But I thought Joey's is only doing that for money now. Okay,
he pays people. He pays black people to let them, you know, they don't pay him. Are you kidding me? He pays them, brother.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, that's how that works.
Collard greens, you know, all of that good stuff. He cooked me a good dinner.
I didn't think the meth head could cook, but I guess so, brother.
Well, that's no Mr. Cook. I think he was shacked up with Aunt Jemima.
Oh. I don't know. Isn't Aunt Jemima a female, though? Joey loves cock.
Betty Crocker?
Yes. Maybe Tyrone Jemima. I don't know, brother.
That's a possibility. Who's that old cracker that had that cooking show that went to prison?
Shit. Sorry, Ken, I didn't mean to curse, brother. I was,
What was that whole name?
Kenny, do you know? I'm drawing a blank, man.
I'm drawing a blank, too. Okay?
Martha Stewart. Is that who you talk about, brother?
Hey, that's the hoe. I bet Joey is shacking up with that hoe and learning how to cook.
Oh. He wouldn't want
that little damn retard Noah burning down the house.
Oh. Kenny, did you know that he has a son that make number two in the house and he's 5 years old?
I didn't know that. Right in the house.
Right in the floor. He's 5 years old.
He's never been potty trained?
I guess not, man, because I heard the little kid, like, he make number two, and people fall in it. They slip and fall in the number two.
It's like the slip and slide, you know?
Oh,
no.
Whoa. That's sorry to hear. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, hopefully, he gets to potty train his kids sometime. Okay, he needs to start getting potty trained. Okay. It's not very hard.
Apparently, it's very hard for Joey's kids. I don't know if Joey actually is teaching the kid. I mean, usually when a kid doesn't know how to you know, use the facilities at that age, you got to blame the parents. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You also have to understand that Joey has no problem using the bathroom. Bad, big, black dick for years.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, that's I'm glad he doesn't have a problem going to the toilet.
No,
terrible. Okay?
That shit just falls out. He be walking through Walmart, and all of a sudden, he has to start shaking his leg. You know what I'm saying, brother?
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh.
That's terrible.
You ever get stinky on your dinky?
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Joe will lick it off.
Oh.
Lord have mercy. Can it?
And look up at you with his big bloodshot eyes and smile teeth.
He got a brown smile. He got brown teeth.
He has a Hershey mustache.
Oh.
Wow.
Me and him used to sit back and listen to Grandmaster Flash.
I remember Grandmaster Flash.
You do what I'm saying, dog.
Yeah, that's some good music there. Yeah. Maybe one of these days I'll play some Grandmaster Flash. Yeah.
That'd be great, Kenny.
Yeah. I think they Well, listen, we got about 50 seconds left, so I want to say God bless everybody. Thank you for calling in tonight. Okay.
Amen.
May you have a blessed evening. Okay. And I'll be on tomorrow night for another episode of Purpose Gospel Radio. So everybody's welcome to call in again. Okay. Matter of fact, you can call in all this whole week because I'm going to be on the air. Okay.
Damn.
So, God bless. Have a great night, guys. Until tomorrow night.
All right. Good evening to you.
Amen, Kenny.
All right. Good evening.
Peace.
Peace out.